96.1 MyFM presents Hooray for Coaches, highlighting people who make a difference for young athletes in our community. Today I'm joined by Elizabeth Huckabone, the founder and head coach of Gymnastics A here in Renfrew. Thank you for your time today. And to get started, I was curious about how you got your start in coaching.
Well, I actually started gymnastics from when I was a baby. I was crawling on the beam before I could walk on the floor because my mom ran Renfrew Gymnastics for years before I was even born. So she would just take us along and we'd play on the equipment and have some fun around the gym with her. So I just kind of joined in. And then the coaching itself came when I was older and I was able to actually give back and help out the younger kids and show them some of the tips and tricks of what I learned as I was going through.
So when it came time to run your own program, what kind of influence did your mother have on your coaching style? Was she a role model for you?
Absolutely, yes. My mom and Bernie LaRocque was actually the founder of the Renfrew Gym Club. So she was my coach and my mom, my second coach. So it was really quite amazing to have both of them there all the time throughout my life. And the club we have now is based off of their role models as well.
So what do you get personally out of coaching?
I get to give back. I love helping the kids. I love seeing them explore new things, try different things, and it's so exciting and rewarding whenever they achieve a new skill.
And I would say a thing that sets you apart from many of the other coaches that we're highlighting today is that you teach a much younger group of kids. Could you take us through what your lesson plan has and how you make it engaging for younger kids?
Yeah, sure. So we start typically 5 years old. Some of them are four when they begin because we just say be five by the end of that year. And then we go up to 12 or 13, depending on the interest. We're hoping to get into the older age categories as well soon. That would be fantastic. But we start with the basic skills. They come in with their age group, and then based on that, their skill level within that, we group them and then we build from where they are. So if they've been with us before, we can build off of what they already know and what they remember and can still do. And if they're new, then we start with how to land.
Can starting from that fundamental level of learning be difficult?
The young age can be a challenge just to keep their attention. But like I said, like gymnastics is fun. You're running, you're jumping, you're swinging, you're balancing on stuff. I mean, it's cool. So it's not difficult to get their attention once you explain what you're doing. A bigger challenge, I guess, would be for myself as a coach is just making sure that I have a good work-life volunteer balance because we are all volunteers at my club. So just making sure that we're giving time to everybody in our lives.
So for reference, how many years were between Renfrew Gymnastics and Gymnastics A? Was it four or five?
Closer to 10. Yeah, so there was a lot of things going on, and like I said, I was away at university, so I had to make sure I was coming back to the area and figure all that out too. So.
Was that maybe a hurdle in its own, getting people in Renfrew back into gymnastics?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it was already there because the town does do gymnastics classes as well. We balance each other out nicely, so I think if people were still interested in gymnastics, but to get them understanding what we were all about and that we were here again was a challenge.
I know registration for Gymnastics A is on the way. Could you go into detail for us on what's happening and what people should know?
Yeah, so we're actually starting up mid-September. So we always have registration the weekend after the Renfrew Fair, and we go until just before Easter. On my Facebook page at Gymnastics A, so Gymnastics EH, you can find it. Well, I'm be posting registration information at the end of August.
And that's for both boys and girls?
Great. Yes, it is. All youth, yeah.
Do you get a lot of boys who are interested in gymnastics?
Quite a few, yeah. It is mostly girls, I will say, but I've been pleasantly surprised with how many boys come.
And before we go, Elizabeth, is there anything that we may have missed that you'd like our listeners to know about?
I've been coaching for quite a while. Like I said, I was coaching way back when my mom ran the club. And then when I went to university, I coached in North Bay as well. I came back, coached in Pembroke for a while, and then finally got this club going. So it is a passion of mine, and I do love sharing it with everybody. If you're interested, come on out and try it.
We've been speaking with Elizabeth Huckabone with Gymnastics A, our own youth gymnastics program right here in Renfrew, following in the footsteps of family while blazing her own trail. This is 96.1 MyFM's Hooray for Coaches. Remember, you can hear all of our coaches online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.